Start.
Last week, we learned the Lirasha, the stanza in Adayin Elam, the last one, which talks about Hashem, Lirashis, Lirasachlis, V'loi Ha'oiz V'Hamisra, and we learned Lirashis, Lirasachlis, we suggested that it is correspondent to two elements of, we explained that when something has an end, there's a situational end, and then there's an inherent end, that something that's a creation automatically needs to have an end. And that we say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we contrast, and we say Hashem is Bli Reishis, that situationally he has no beginning and end, Bli Reishis and no Seif. And also Bli Sachlis, which he doesn't exhaust, because Hashem is above from, Hashem is not a Nivra, Hashem is Bli Sachlis. And V'loi Ha'oiz V'Hamisra, we gave two on ways of understanding. The first was based on the Oyv Yisrael, the after of, that this stanza is the kavana of the shame Elikim. And the Shulchan Aruch says that the kavana that one's supposed to have by the shame Elikim is that Hashem is a Baal HaYachol, Takef Baal HaYacholis, and that's V'loi Ha'oiz, that Hashem has the strength, Hashem is able to do anything, he has all strength. And the Hamisra is that he's Baal HaKoichas Kulam, that he is his control and he governs over all the other Koichas that Hashem set up in the Bria. And that's Vamisra, that Hashem has Srara and dominion over all the other Koichas in the world. And the second idea we said in V'loi Ha'oiz Vamisra is that this V'loi Ha'oiz Vamisra is negating the idea of Avodah Zarah in the world. And Avodah Zarah, most common Avodah Zarah, the Aruch Haim HaKadosh says, is the idea of an emtsoi, that even though there's a belief, that even though one believes that Hashem is governs over everything, but there's a middle kaychas, the kaychas kulam in the Bria, and a person is tempted to be oyved them and to serve them and to daven to them, and that is the type of avodah zarah, and that we say v'loy ha'oiz v'amisra, that no, all the strength is really all v'loy ha'oiz, it's all Hashem's strength, oiz is teva, all the teva is really to Hashem, the Hamisra and HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the ability to manipulate and even change the teva itself. Before going further into the next part of Adayin Elam, Be'ezus Hashem, I'd like to share with the Elam, as we learned through the first six stanzas, it was Nes'er, a way of understanding, give a little bit of a framework in the first six stanzas, and this could help us moving forward into the end of Adayin Elam. And this understanding is based, the first idea that we have to know is there's a Yesod from the Sefer HaIkrim. Sefer HaIkrim, in Maimer Rishon, Perek Dalet, he says a big fundamental idea in Judaism, and that is that there's three ikrim that a person has to have to be a Jew, three fundamental ideas. And the way he coins them is the first is the knowledge, the belief in Metzias Hashem, and the existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the second is the idea, he calls it, of Hashkocha and Schar V'Oinish. The idea of that Hashem is Mashkiach and Hashem watches over how a person acts. And there's a schar and einish to everything that we do. And the last is the concept he calls Torah min Hashemayim. The Torah and the Nevi'im is all authentic, and everything that the Torah is from Shemayim. And he goes on to explain, actually, very interesting, that these three ideas is correspondent when Anshei Knesset HaGdoila gave us in the Rosh Hashanah davening. There's Malchius, Zichronus, and Shefris. And I'll read his lashon. He says, "Behuma sheyostu lano anshe knesa gedolah betfilas musar shel Rosh Hashanah gimel brachas malchias zechroinus shayfris." He says that they are keneged these three ideas, and he says because the bracha of malchias is correspondent to the mitzias of Hashem, the existence of Hashem, that Hashem is who He is and He's a melech. That's malchias. Zechroinus is correspondent to the idea of schar v'inish, right? Like in the nusach of the bracha of Zechroinus, we say ata zeicher ma'ase olam upoiked kol yitzurei kedem ufanecha niglu kol talumais. And he says that the bracha of Shefris is hinting and is correspondent to the third Iker, this idea of Torah min Hashemayim. And that's that why in the Baruch of Shofers we talk about Hashem giving the Torah, at the neglesa banan kvaydecha lam kadshecha ledabr ima min Hashemayim ishmatim kvaylecha. And he says that Anshei Knesset HaGdoila are giving us these three brachas, because if a person reads the psukim of these brachas and believes, has a moon in these brachas, his words are, ki bahamona aso ikrim alolo, with belief in these three ikrim and Yiddishkeit, with their seifim, their shoshayim, with the branches, everything that goes into it, then yizka adam bedin elufin Hashem. Then a person will be zaycha bedin if he has these three yisaydis and ikrim down pat. And then he says an amazing thing. At the end of the Perek Dalet, the Sefer Ikrim says, the efshar, that he says like this, we know that the Rambam in his Pirush HaMishnayos in Sanhedrin in the 10th Perek maps out this 13 ikrim that a person needs to have in Amunah. There's 13 ikrim, and he spells out, the Rambam, and he speaks, he expounds on 13 different ikrim. And in fact, the famous 13 animamims are basically these 13 ikrim that the Rambam sets out for us. And the Rambam says that these 13 ikrim are integral for a person to be a maimim. A person needs to have these 13 ikrim. The Sefer Ikrim comes along and says that for Efsher, that the Rambam's 13 are really under the category of these three ikrim that he set up. And that is that the first ikr, the first five ikrim, if you look into the animamims, you'll see it, it's very clear. The first five animamims of the Rambam, are all under the category of Metzias Hashem, is all things that we need to know about Hashem. And then the next four are all four things that are somehow under the umbrella and about the concept of Torah min Hashemayim, right? It's that the Nevius is Emes, that Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevius is Emes, and everything, all the whole Torah that we have is the one that we got from Moshe Rabbeinu, and the Torah is not the different Torah. Those are all under the category of Torah min Hashemayim. And the last four of the Ikrim of the Rambam are under the category of Schar V'Oinish. And that's Hashem, right? The animamim that Hashem is Goymol Toiv L'Shoimri Mitzvaysev U'Manish L'Oivri Mitzvaysev and Moshiach and Tchias HaMesim. These are things that are all connected to Hashkocha and Schar V'Oinish. This is the aside of the Sefer Ikrim, that the 13 Ikrim of the Rambam are really, they're all subcategories. They could be sort of all under three main Ikrim, and the three main Ikrim give off branches to 13, 5, 4, and 4. Be'ezes Hashem, tonight, we're gonna analyze and show, Be'ezes Hashem, how the first five of the Ikrim, which are about Hashem's Metzias Hashem, but everything we need to know about Hashem, are mapped out in the beginning of Adonai Olam. And they're going to be, as Hashem, we're going to see, we'll go through it, and a lot of it will be things that we already discussed. It will just be plugging it in. It will be in order. The five Ikrim of the Rambam will be in order in Adonai Olam. So let's first speak out, what are the five Ikrim of the Rambam? The first Ikr is the concept of Metzias Hashem. Metzias Hashem, that's what the Rambam calls it. We're going to go through each one of them one by one, but I'll just first say what the five are, and then we'll go through each one at a time, and we'll plug it into Adonai Olam. The first is Metzias Hashem. The second is Yichud Hashem, Achdus Hashem, and Hashem is Yochid, Hashem, the Yichidus of Hashem. The third is the concept, the Rambam calls it the Shlilas HaGashmas, or Harchokas Gashmas, that Hashem is not a Gashmi, that he doesn't have a Guf, right? The Ani Mamin, that Hashem is Einoi Guf, that Hashem is not a Guf. The fourth is that Hashem is Kadmon. That means that Hashem precedes everything. Like we say, the fifth is that Hashem is the only one that is befitting to serve Hashem and to daven to Hashem. Like we say, Anani Mamim, Shir Loy Levade Roy Lispal, Vein Roy Lispal Vizulasa. So Be'ez Hashem, we're going to go through each one and see it through the Adonai. The first of the five Ikrim is Metzias Hashem. Now, if you look into the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayos, the way he expounds, and also he expounds even a little bit more in the beginning of his Sefer and Yad HaChazaka and Sefer Hamada and Hilchos Yisoidei HaTorah, he says that this that we believe, that we know that Hashem exists, Hashem's existence is much far more than just believing that he exists. But Hashem's existence is much a whole different level than another type of existence. And the way he explains it, the Rambam, is that Hashem's existence is not dependent on the existence of anything or anyone else. But on the contrary, everything that exists in the world is dependent on Hashem's existence. Like he says, V'chol ha'nimtso min ha'shamayim v'aretz, all the things that exist from heaven to earth, everything between them, only exists because it stems from Hashem's existence. And if you're going to think that God doesn't exist, then all those things can't exist. Hashem is the source of all existence. And then he continues, the Rambam. And if a person were to think that nothing else besides him exists, nothing else exists besides him, who will levado yimotzei? He will be exist alone. And he won't be bottled. Because all the shekolanim tzom tzrichim lo, because everything that exists needs Hashem. Vehu baruchu eino yitzarach lahem. But he, Hashem, doesn't need them for his existence. So the Rambam is teaching us that the belief of a mitzias of Hashem is not just that Hashem exists, but much more than that. Hashem, every other existence needs Hashem, and Hashem doesn't need their existence. And if you were to imagine a non-existence of anything in the world, if nothing were to exist, he still would be alone. He would exist alone. So with this in mind, we could understand that that's the first three stanzas of Adonai Olam. The first three stanzas are bringing out that Hashem reigned before he created anything. He didn't need any existence, any bria, for his existence. And then he created the world. And after everything will be non-existent, he will exist. So that's these first three stanzas is the idea of Metzias Hashem. And it goes a little bit further than this, because the tachlis, the idea of this, that nothing could exist without anything else, the Rambam says that this, when he ends off talking about the Metzias of Hashem, he says, "Hu elokei ha'olam adoin kol ha'aretz." He's the master of the whole world. And that is because this belief that everything needs Hashem automatically gives us to that recognition that Hashem is the master over everything, because nothing could exist without Hashem, and Hashem doesn't need anything else. So automatically that makes Hashem the Adon of the Aretz, and Hashem is Melech on the Aretz. Hashem rules over the world. And that's why we start off by saying Adon Olam, because Hashem, this brings home this idea, this that Hashem doesn't need anyone's existence, and everyone's existence needs Hashem, that's what gives us that idea, that recognition that Hashem is the true Melech, that he governs and rules and reigns over everything in the world. The next of the Ikrim is Yichud Hashem. So the Rambam says, what's Yichud Hashem? He explains that Hashem is a Yochid, and he says that the Yisoid, Zeh HaYisoid HaSheini, this second Ikr, where do we learn this from? Humashinemar Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That Hashem is Echad. And if you think about it, if you look in the Ani Mamins, it says that Ashribayr is Baruch Shmoy Hu Yachid, that he's a Yachid, the Ein Yechidus Kamayu B'Shumpanim, there's no Yechidus like Hashem's Yechidus, but Hu Levadei Elokeinu, Hoya Hoy Diviyah, and he is the only God Hoya Hoyveviyeh. Why now are we mentioning, when we talk about Achdus of Hashem, that Hashem is Yachid, that He's Echod, Hoya Hoyveviyeh? So we've discussed this in the past, that this that Hashem is the Echod, and there's only one Hashem, stems from this idea that Hashem is Hoya Hoyveviyeh. Because Hoya Hoyveviyeh says that Hashem is infinite. If we know that Hashem is infinite, that automatically dictates that Hashem is there's one and not two. Because at the moment that there's two, we're defining the one, or the one is the second is not, and when the second is the one is not. So if Hashem is Hoya Hoyveviyeh, then automatically that is connects with the same idea of Echad. Those two things are synonymous, they go hand in hand. And with this in mind, we understand that the next two stanzas, Behu and Adon Olam, correspond to the next of the second Iker of the Rambam. And that leads us to understand that Behu Echad Vein Sheni, that there's only one, that Hashem is Echad Vein Sheni, like we say in the Animam, Behu Levadai Elokeinu, that He is the only God, there's only one. He's Echad Vein Sheni, because Hoya Hoyveviyeh. So when we say Hu Hoya Hoyveviyeh B'Sefaro, Hu Echad Vein Sheni, this is all correspondent to the second of the Ani Mamim, the second Iker of the Rambam. Now we're moving on to the second Iker, the third Iker rather, in the third of the Ani Mamim. So what's the third Iker? The third Iker is that Hashem, like Ani Mamim Beuna Shlema, Shabayir Yisparach Shumai Einoi Guf, that He's not doesn't have a body, He's not physical. V'lo Yasigu Masig Guf Ve'Einoi Shun Dimyon Klal. And you cannot compare anything to Hashem. And it seems that these two things go hand in hand. This that Hashem has no guf has to connect with this that Hashem, that there's nothing that could compare to Hashem. And it's the understanding of this we see in the Rambam and Hilchos Yisaydei HaTorah. Later on, in Perek Ches, in Halacha Ches, he says like this. When he talks about this concept, he says, Harei mefurish b'Torah u'b'Navi. It's explicit. In the Torah and Neviim, she'ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu guf, that Hashem is not body, doesn't have a body. The Nemar and the Pasuk in Yeshaya says, Hashem says, ve'elmi tidamyuni v'asha, who could compare, who could be doing it to me? He says like this, says the Rambam, v'ilu haya guf, if Hashem would be a guf, haya doim elashar gufim, then He would be somewhat comparable to other gufim. By saying that Hashem, it cannot be compared to Hashem. But like Hashem says, who could compare to me? Who could be doima to me? In essence, what we're saying is that Hashem has no guf. Because if Hashem would have a guf, then there would be a comparison to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's some comparison. So these two things are synonymous. This that Hashem is below guf is synonymous with the idea that Hashem is cannot be compared to. And that's why in Ani Mamim we end off that we say Hashem is Einoi Guf, the Einoi Shum Dimyon Klal. With this in mind, we could understand that when we continue on to say in the Adon Olam, Laham Shaloi Lahachbira, we explain that we're saying that there's no one that could become the Nimshal to Hashem, and Lahachbira, we spoke out from the Iyum Tfilo, is a Lashon of Doimeh. No one could be compared or nimshal or doimet Hashem. And that's mamish, this idea, the third ikr, the third animamim, that Hashem has no gashmus, has no guf. And that's why He's ein lo shum dimyon klal. That's what we're saying, that no one could be, laham shaloi lachbira, no one could be doimet Hashem. And just to add one thing, is that this laham shaloi lachbira is a continuation of the stanza of Hu Echad Vein Sheni, that Hashem is one. That Hashem is Hoya Hoyveviyeh and Hashem is one. And this is very understandable based on what we said in the past, that by saying that Hashem is infinite and He's Beli Gvul, He's Hoya Hoyveviyeh, that really dictates two things, that He's Echad Vein Sheni, and also that He has no guf. Because if you would have a guf, then inherently you're saying that He has a gvul. Every guf has somewhat of a gvul. There's some gashmas, there's some physicality that automatically has a gvul. By saying that Hashem is Hoya Hoyveviyeh, that He's believable, that says, one, that Echad Vein Sheni, and number two, that it says that Hashem is not a guf, and there's no one that could compare to him. Now we're going to move on to the fourth ikar of the Rambam. What's the fourth ikar? The idea that Hashem is a kadmon, that Hashem precedes anything else. And the way it's spelled out in the Ani Mamim is what? Ani Mamim b'muna shleima. Sha'boyre yisparach shumoy hu rishon hu achrin. That he precedes and he goes past everything else. He's rishon, he's first and last. He's before anything and he's last. That's the fourth ikar of the Rambam. And with this is very clear how it fits into the next words of Adonai Olam, the last stanza, B'li Reishis, B'li Sachlis, that Hashem is B'li Reishis, that he's Kadmon, he proceeds, he is no beginning and no end. That's the B'li Reishis, B'li Sachlis. And perhaps we could add one more knetch. We know that in Yigdal is 13 stanzas, which are correspondent to the 13 Ani Mamims. And in this fourth ikr, which is that Hashem is Rishon v'Achron, the words of Yigdal are as follows. We say, Kadmon l'chol dovar asher nivra. He precedes anything, everything asher nivra that was created. And then we say, Rishon v'ein reishis l'reishisai. He's first, and first, there's no reishis to his reishis. What are these two things? Kadmon l'chol dovar asher nivra, Rishon v'ein reishis, that Hashem precedes everything that was created. He's Rishon, there's no reishis. What? So perhaps these two things correspond to what we explained last week. That in the Adonai Olam we say b'li reishis, b'li sachlis. And that is that there's two ideas here that Hashem is Kadmon, and he has no beginning and no end. One is situationally that Hashem has no beginning and no end. That's B'li Reishis. When we say that Hashem is B'li Reishis, that dictates that Hashem has no beginning and Hashem has no soif either. But then we add B'li Sachlis, and we explain because everything that's created, like the Vilna Gaon explains, that we said last week, every creation inherently has inside of it that it's going to come to an end. Every Nivra, says the Vilna Gaon, has Heder in it. And that makes it that at some point it's going to exhaust. Every creation at some point will exhaust and have to come to an end. Because the creation is not perfect. It's creation, it has heder. And that we say that Hashem doesn't have that end either. That Hashem is b'li sachlis. Hashem doesn't have any, Hashem won't exhaust because Hashem is not a nivra. So perhaps that's what we're saying in Yigdal. Kadmon l'chol dovar asher nivra. Hashem precedes any nivra, any creation. Hashem is not a creation. Hashem is beyond that. That's b'li sachlis. And rishon v'ein reishis l'reishisai, that situation, Hashem has no set beginning and end. Hashem has no set beginning and end. That's b'li reishis. So b'li reishis, b'li sachlis are these two ideas. And perhaps that's kadmon l'chol dovar asher nivra and rishon v'ein reishis l'reishisai. Moving on to the last of the ikrim, the fifth ikr of the Rambam, which is under the category of Metzias Hashem, is like the Ani Mamim says, Ani Mamim b'muna shleima shaboyre yisparak shumoy loy levade roy lespalo ve'ein roy lespalo zolosei. It's only befitting to daven to Hashem, not befitting to daven to anyone else. And if you look in the Rambam, when he talks about, he calls the yisoy da chamishi, the fifth yisoy, the fifth ikr, In his Pirush Mishnayos, the Sanhedrin, I'll read his lashon. He says like this: Shehu yisborach hu haroy la'avdai. He Hashem, he it's befitting to serve him. V'shalo yasuk hazeh, and not to do this to serve anyone else. L'mishu tachtov b'metzias, anyone who's under God. Min hamalachim, from the angels, ha'kechovim v'hagalgalim. And ein roy la'avdam, and it's not befitting to serve them. That they could be emtsoim between us and God. This is the fifth yisoy. Who shehizra al avodah zarah, and this is really what Hashem was warning us not to be oved avodah zarah. The roiv hatayr mazharis lov. This is what the roiv hatayr is b'mazar always, not to serve avodah zarah, not to be tempted to look at the koiches and the malachim and the kechavim and the magalgalim and to serve them and to to use them as an emtsoi, says the Rambam. That's the idea of loy levade royal espal, vein royal espal zulasai. Hashem is the only one who's really the fitting to go to, and no other intermediaries, chas v'shal. And with this in mind, we could understand that this is the end of the stanza. The loy, we end off in Adon Olam, b'lireishis b'lisachas, and then we say, the loy ha'oiz v'hamisra. To him is the oiz and misra, like we explained last week, that's the idea. We're negating the whole concept of avodah zarah, the chas v'shalom, not to make the kaychovim and the mazolos and tzoim, because we realize that the oiz, all the teva and the strength, all the teva, is v'loy, is really all to Hashem. And they are merely just shluchim ba'alma, just messengers. They don't have inherent koyach. And Hashem has the oiz, and Hashem has the misra to manipulate them and to change the teva. And anything, all the koyach is really all Hashem. So it comes out that v'loy ha'oiz v'amisra is correspondent to the fifth ikr in the Ani Mammas. So so basically we have over here that the five of the Yesaidis, which are categorized under Metzias Hashem, are one by one hinted to in Adayin Elam. And perhaps this is what we're saying when we say the first six stanzas of Adayin Elam, something that we could have in mind when we start the day, these five ikrim of Metzias Hashem. Just to add on to this, that V'loy ha'oiz v'hamisra is the concept that Hashem is loy levade roy lespalo. There's a beautiful, the Parshas Hazinu, Pasuk Shez, and Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Yud Beis, Hashem bodod yanchenu, ve'ein imay el nechar. Hashem is bodod, and ve'ein imay, and there's no one with him, a foreign god, a foreign cleric. So the Vilna Gaon in Aderes Eliyahu says that these two parts of the Pesukim, Hashem bodod yanchenu, is corresponding to Kriya Shema, K'moy Shenemar Hashem Elokeinu, that's Hashem, Ve'ein Imoy El Nechor is Tefillah, this Kriya Shema and Tefillah. So he explains this a little bit better, what this means, in the Ksav Yad over here. I'm going to read the portion. He says like this, what does it mean that Ein Imoy El Nechor is correspondent to Tefillah? He says like this, Ki Mitzvah HaTefillah, the mitzvah of tefillah, hishamayra, it shows us. It's all. What's the mitzvah of tefillah all about? She'ein yicholis la'achar klal. When we daven, what we're showing that there's no ability to any other force. Rak la'kadosh baruch hu, only to Hashem, shemispal elav, that we're davening to him. V'kol ha'koychos, v'kol ha'hanhogos, and all the forces in the world. Who? Me'akadosh baruch hu, are really all from Hashem. Lekach, therefore, kan shame kel. That's why in the second part of the pasuk we say ve'ein imoy kel. Right, we use the lashon of kel shu shame ha'hanhoga, which represents hanhoga. Lekach siv ein imoy el nechor she'af al pi shehem manhigim. Even though they are, it seems like they're manning the world, all the kaychas and the kaychavim and mazalos, hakol mimenuhu. Really, it's all from Hashem. V'hu anoisen b'em koyach, and it's He, Hashem, who's giving them koyach. So this is, you see from the Vilna Gaon, that we see that the whole idea of tefillah is bringing home this idea, that v'loy levade roi l'spal, when we daven to Hashem, we're understanding that Hashem is the only go-to. The only go-to is Hashem. And this could be an understanding that when we say Adon Olam, when we say the five ikrim here, and it ends up with v'loy ha'oiz v'hamisra. That's a beautiful haschala for davening. The way we start off davening with Adon Olam, we understand, come to that recognition that it's all Hashem, v'loy ha'oiz v'hamisra. And in fact, we'll see, as Hashem, it segues into the end of Adon Olam. As Hashem, we'll see that that's what we say. Hashem is minas kaisi v'yem ekra, that Hashem takes care of me. Hashem is always there for us, right? That's what we continue on to the end of Adon Olam. Because when we realize that all the kaychas and the bria, it's all under Hashem's rulership, then that leads us to daven to Hashem, and that leads us to tzurchevli be'sarem, naskaisi be'mekra. And so this is just something which could be a practical kavana that we could have in saying Adon Olam, that when we say Adon Olam, we could have in mind these five in the beginning of the day. We start off, like the Rambam says, that Metzias Hashem is Yisoid HaYisoidis. He says in the beginning of Hilchos Yisoid HaTorah, Yisoid HaYisoidis V'Omad HaChokmos. This is the foundation of what it is to be a Jew, to have these ikrim of Metzias Hashem, to have that amuna at the start of the day, at the start of davening like that, to believe that it's all Hashem, and the loy levada roy lespal, the ain roy lespal zilasa. Shukrach.
Thanks, David.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you, David. Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you so much.
No COVID. The COVID's over?
COVID's over, yeah.
Curl is open?
Depends for who.
For Noam Jaffa, it's always open. The David Alexander Swar.
Naftali. Naftali, very quiet, Naftali.
Is there going to be school next week?
What?
Said
is
very
there
going to
be school next week or not?
No school. Cancel school for the rest of the year. Train him to be bike for Chai, what's his name? Give out drinks.
I tell you there? You sleeping?
That's why my video's off there. We can watch you sleeping there. Yeah. We'll see. Thanks.
All right. Okay, shkar, gentlemen.
Okay.
Shkar.
Thank you. For joining. Thank you so much.